Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
For those of you who have been brave enough to leave the corporate ladder and venture out on your own, well done. But as you may have noticed, entrepreneurship isn't quite as simple as you imagine. So today we're going to talk to David Schreiner-Kahn. His company is called Smashing a Plateau. I love that. So welcome to the show, David. We're thrilled to have you.
Great to be here, Jeannie and Kirsten.
Today's episode is sponsored by our Profit Clarity Masterclass. If you've been avoiding your finances and promising yourself you'll deal with it later, you're not broken. You're normal. Join us for a free live masterclass to learn a simpler way to bring clarity and relief. Visit lessmathmoremoney.com, and we look forward to seeing you there.
We're so excited. I think you and I've talked before, so you know I do not come from a corporate background, but Jeannie did escape the corporate jungle, so I know she's excited about the conversation.
Good.
Tell us a little bit about how did you end up helping people who are leaving corporate to build a successful business and the life that they want?
Sure. So let me actually start off by talking about what sort of how I define corporate. So for me, it's when you're working in somebody else's structure. So that could be an enterprise type corporation, public or private, could be a small business, it could be government, nonprofit, but essentially you're fitting into somebody else's structure and somebody else's hierarchy. And if you leave that to start your own business, you have now left that structure behind. And there's a reason for the structure. You may get to the point in your career and your life where the structure doesn't serve you personally all that well, but the structure is actually there to support profitability.
It really does. We are big into, because with our virtual assistants, everything is about systems and processes. So we love us some structure.
So you definitely get this. And in my case, I spent the first more than half my career in corporate, first as an engineer, then working in the nonprofit sector. I left in 2006 and started my own business, which initially was a solopreneur consulting business. And I left the structure behind. And over time, the kinds of clients that sought my help more and more were like me. They were people who had been in corporate and left and started their own independent consulting, coaching, professional service business. And they wanted to be able to do more of what they love and get paid what they're worth, just be able to support their lifestyle. And over time, we developed a framework that works really well when you're going through that kind of transition and to support your career as an entrepreneur. And in particular, part of the framework has to do with interacting with other entrepreneurs in a community setting. That's a really key part of the process, which is part of the reason why we now run a community.
I love that. Like Kirsten said, when I got out of the 9-to-5 and then I decided to start my own business, it was lonely. It was a bit isolating. And I didn't know or have anyone in my family who had been an entrepreneur. So I had no frame of reference. And it's a different language. It's a different mindset. There's so many different aspects to it. Because when you typically have, like you said, a job, it already has the structure. But when you become an entrepreneur, you have to create the structure.
Exactly. And what people yearn to achieve when they're in corporate and they want to be out of corporate is they want, quote unquote, they want the freedom of being an entrepreneur. And they become an entrepreneur. And what they realize is, or hopefully they realize, is that there's freedom to do what you want when you want, but creating a structure that will serve you is what is the key to actually being profitable.
Yeah. And we don't think of it this way, but structure is what really gives us the freedom. By having systems and processes in place, that gives us the freedom to build that life that we want. Because like you said, you can do what you want when you want to do it, but there has to be some rhyme and rhythm within the business in order for everything to flow. So I love that. And then I love the fact you're talking about community. How do you feel like community helps others create structure or maintain structure?
So there are particular aspects of what we do in our community that are super helpful. So for one, we have live sessions once a week. The weekly cadence is really important to keep people focused, to filter out the overwhelm, filter out what is not going to serve them well, helps keep them grounded, and helps keep them on track on what it is that is going to help them spend time on what they're passionate about and what is going to be profitable for them. The structure of the weekly cadence is really important. The other piece that's important is, and this taps into some other elements of our system, which is understanding what is really important to you in your life. What are your goals. My definition of goals is something that is aspirational, that is specific enough so you know when you're working toward it, but it's not metric driven. So there's always more to do. So for example, like in your case, I'm going to guess that a goal could be helping people reduce kind of the clutter and overwhelm in their lives through consistent systems and processes. When you're working toward that and trying to help more people do that, and you know when you're not, but there's always going to be more to do. So broad or audacious goals, and then taking those goals and building a set of measurable objectives that are like rungs on a ladder. If you look at the ladder going up towards clouds in the sky, you may never reach the top of the ladder, but there are rungs that you can identify that will help you go step by step. And we like to identify, in particular in the context of your business and the community, identify a quarterly business objective that is going to move the needle in your business. And then set up a quarterly plan with weekly activities. And then in this live session each week, you look at your weekly plan. What is it that I set out to do last week? What did I actually do? What worked well? What didn't work well? And here's where the community piece comes in, which is where will feedback be most helpful for me right now so that I can do better on the next step of my plan? And that's the interactive piece with the community.
That is amazing. Jeannie and I are part of a mastermind group that meets every Monday. It's a small group. There's only five of us. But one of the things that we really struggle with is celebrating the wins. And one of the ladies in our mastermind is so awesome about, you've got to share a win. What was a win? It could be a personal win, a business win, but you forget. Sometimes like you talk, I love the analogy of the ladder. And sometimes we might go up two or three rungs, but we forget to celebrate it. We forget to think about all the work or all the learning or all the love, sweat and blood and tears that went into moving up those three pegs, so to speak. But do you guys talk about wins and things like that in your group as well?
Very much. I have to say it becomes part of the culture so that celebrating wins is often what people will share first without even having the framework in front of it. But yeah, celebrating the wins is really important. And the place where you want the feedback is how you can do better. What is it that you're missing? It's a place where you can test ideas. It's a safe space. So here's what I'm thinking of doing. What do you all think? Who has tried this? What has worked for you? What hasn't worked for you? Sharing experiences is really important. Also, the fact that we have a diverse set of disciplines in the community is key to the peer support, because one person may not be so great at negotiating. Another person could be really good at negotiating. Somebody else may not have had a lot of experience dealing with legal issues. Another person may have. So that also helps, that diversity of skills in the community is really important.
Yeah, everyone likes to contribute, right? So when someone does have information that could help someone else, it makes you really feel good. And that's another emotion that I think sometimes entrepreneurs are missing out on when they work alone, is celebrating when they're actually able to contribute to help someone else. Even though we help our clients, we don't always get the satisfaction of that conversation and instant feedback from them in the way that you do in a peer group. Jeannie, you were going to say something.
Oh, I was just thinking about what you were talking about, the first point that you made about deciding what to focus on and what makes sense to focus on, what's going to move you forward. Because entrepreneurs typically have so many ideas and so many directions you want to go in, but it's so important to get that clarity of, okay, this week we're going to pick this one. And then having that community, like you said, for feedback and for encouragement and even for holding you accountable. If you know you're going to jump into this community and tell them what you did, you're probably going to do it just because you don't want to disappoint them. Yeah.
Research actually shows that if you tell yourself that you're going to do something, there's a likelihood that you will do it. And there's also a likelihood that you won't. If you tell one other person what your plan is, you're more likely to do it. If you have to meet with them again to tell them what you did, that increases the likelihood. And if you are going to tell a group of people what your plan is and you have to meet with them again to tell them what you did, that increases the likelihood that you will do it even more. Yeah. So there's research and data that show that this process actually does help you stick to your plan and actually take the steps that may feel really uncomfortable.
Yeah. David, I think you and I talked about in 2025, we rolled out an additional program called Love Your Profit, where we pair our clients with bookkeeping virtual assistants, and we help them really understand a lot of the tax write-offs that they're missing and how to communicate better with their CPA and all of that. And at the end of the year, because my background's mortgage and numbers and finance, Jeannie's background is marketing. So almost everything we've done for the past decade has been around marketing, which has been fun. But I said to her, I feel like this could really change a lot of people's lives. So how do you feel about writing a mission statement? So we did that. And ultimately, then we thought, what if we share this? If we share this mission, will it hold us a little bit higher accountable? Will it help us attract the right affiliate partnerships? But when you start to say our mission in 2026 is to help 1,000 business owners to get their finances in order to build their confidence and have more impact, it was scary. It's still scary. We're 3 months into the year. And when we talk about it, you still kind of get that feeling in your stomach, like it's butterflies, but at the same time, we've got to figure out how to make this happen kind of thing, because we've committed to it socially. So is something your people, do they ever commit to their goals even outside of the group?
No, we just do it inside the group. They may do it outside the group, but our focus is on doing it within the community.
Nice. I love it. I love it. And I think it's wonderful because sometimes as an entrepreneur, you have incredible dreams, but your friends and family don't often know how to support that. Some of the things that we talk about, they look at us like we have two heads. So being able to be in a group of people who are like, that is a great goal, or have you thought about this or this to help you get there, and who is going to do everything they can to support you in getting to that goal is amazing. I think what you're doing is just awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I love also the confidence that comes through when you have achieved something and you recognize it finally, and then other people recognize it. There's such power to be built when you can build your confidence.
The other thing about confidence, now that you mentioned it, Jeannie, is when you're more confident, you're more likely to charge what you're worth. And part of that confidence comes from discussing your value in a trusted space with colleagues. So we've seen members who have shared some of the behind the scenes negotiation issues that they've had when they've been proposing work with a client. And members have said, really, that's all you're charging for that? What's the value that the client's going to get from the work that you're doing? And they unpack it. And suddenly the member goes back and negotiates a significantly higher price for the work.
Yeah, that's amazing. Because again, price, you're trying to be fair to the client. Obviously you want the work and you're scared you may not get it. I think also the whole negotiating process, a lot of people aren't comfortable in that. So we do find that so many business owners underprice their products and services simply because it's scary. Yeah. So within the community, how do you feel like their confidence grows? Can you share some conversations maybe that have happened around pricing? I know you just gave us that one where they went back and negotiated it, but this is something that I bet is a consistent problem. So do you see people change the prices on all of their services, get rid of services, anything like that?
I'm thinking of, like, there's one member who went from a kind of a month-to-month small retainer to annual contracts with the same client that were multiple times the rate of the initial contracts. And the run with this client just ended last year. It lasted about 5 years. They probably took in 5 to 10 times the amount of money they might have anticipated from the relationship. And it was the conversations in the community had a huge part in that.
Yeah. Did the community talk about like how to restructure? Like you just said, they were doing a small retainer and then they did annual. And also, how big are your communities right now?
So our communities are built on a small group model. And the groups tend to be no more than 6 per group per cohort so that they can have the intimate conversation. Yet there are multiple groups and there are the options for additional groups in the community. And then we have sessions that allow cross-fertilization. So people from one group get to know members from other groups that have different skill sets. And it's a fairly intimate community with, at this point, like a couple dozen people.
That's perfect, because you do want to feel safe in that group and you do want to know everyone really well in order to share your advice or to take advice. Yeah, that's amazing. So I love how you talk about structure creates freedom and then community helps with the clarity. And then all of that boils down to being able to have confidence to really price their services and build the business that we love doing.
Correct.
Love that.
So David, tell people, what is the best way for them to reach out to you if they're thinking, wow, and I'm sure there are people listening who are thinking, wow, this sounds fantastic, just what I need. So what's the best way for them to reach out to you?
Yeah, so they can go to our website, smashingtheplateau.com. There's a contact form there. They can submit their information. They can also get a copy of our checklist. I mentioned the SMASH system that I ran through, from what's important to you to what you do every single week and every single day. There's a free copy that's available at smashingtheplateau.com/checklist.
Fantastic. I'm sure our listeners are going to be grateful for that.
Hey, everyone. Jeannie and I will let you know that we are hosting another masterclass. If you're interested in getting your finances in order, building more confidence, you can check that out at lessmathmoremoney.com, lessmathmoremoney.com.
That sounds good. David, this has been fantastic. It sounds like you're doing amazing things, and I'm sure the people in your community are so grateful for that. But we're grateful that you joined us today and told us a little bit about that, and we hope to have you back again. again.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, Jeannie.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.